Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
And your alternate dimension
self. That was before Pathfinder self.
Damn, my before Pathfinder, before I became a rogue. So, there are... Actually, one second. Okay.
Yeah, sit down and relax. Dude, I got food going.
Sweet. It only took me 2 hours.
I'm making
and
bad.
20 minutes.
Yeah, we've been
exactly.
Here, like...
I don't know, you guys were able to watch me, so you could see me go...
I don't know. Probably at that distance, they might not have been able to watch. Rooney might have.
And I'd just be like, yeah, she's gonna...
Ooh, this tired. Okay.
Yeah, we had you came in here and go, ah!
Okay, up the top. Oh. It was really that last half that was the difficult part.
So, no entrances.
What did I say about that thingy?
It's a closed structure. All of these are closed structures.
So this is just like a building.
Yeah.
Okay, so it might be an entrance.
And then even these have like roofs.
Well, I know I couldn't see in them, but I could see the guards, right?
Mm-hmm. And there are signal fires in there.
Cool. Okay, well anyways, there's two guards somewhere else, and then 6 guards there. There's like always guards somewhere else.
I'd like to light the guard post on fire.
Well, yeah, that would attract their attention.
Yeah.
I guess, but how else are we supposed to get by?
We could climb over.
No. Oh, we could climb over stealthily.
It would take us more than 2 hours.
It'd take us a couple of days?
I thought it would take you guys a long time, because you'd be like, climb speed and then, like, stealth on top of that.
I'd be climbing at my climb speed.
Is there stealth flying?
Not really.
At night.
Because you have nothing to hide behind.
That's true.
At night, you're just out of range of their sight.
Yeah, you have to have cover to be able to hide.
I assume rocks were cover?
Yeah. Climbing on the sides, there was no problem. But walking up this way, there's, of course, no cover. There's been special attention to make sure that there's no cover.
But yeah, that's what I found there. And there's an entrance... or a hut on the side. I don't know what it is. And then a big door.
Any idea if there are any secret doors?
Sorry, his elven senses.
Do you want me to sneak time into the courtyard and look around?
No.
You could.
I could. Because it wouldn't take as much climbing to get into the courtyard as it would be to go up there again.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to see if I can climb mountain.
Just testing yourself.
By the way, do you have Lesser Restoration? I could use that.
Not memorized, but I can get it.
Hold on. I'm going to see how I spent my money on this because of my past experiences. Hell no.
Apparently your addiction to lesser restoration potions wasn't quite that.
Oh, and by the way, I was looking at Pathfinder and they simplified it to 4 lifestyles. In good, it's assumed that you can have any 5 gold piece item hanging around your house. In extravagant, it's 25 gold piece. They work that in, just at the half the prices that I usually do.
Okay, well, let's just do it that way then.
Okay.
So I have what's the lifestyle cost?
Good is 100 gold pieces a month, extravagant is 1,000.
I assume that takes into account my rent?
Yes, that would take into account your rent.
Okay.
My rent went up.
Yeah, we're putting adventurer's insurance on your house.
I am not an adventurer.
Yeah, I didn't say that you were an adventurer.
Oh, I see. Since you're letting adventurers back in.
And then there's also the tiefling fee you're paying.
I sue you about that.
Too bad.
I'll sue you anyways. I'll pay you now. I'll just get my money back.
It's a law.
Yeah, I can sue about laws.
Okay. Because
of this one. And this one. And this one. And this one. And this one.
Good luck
taking bullshitting now.
But you're rotating two.
So sleight of hand for this one and this one.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck getting the evil Senate to admit they're wrong.
So, but you see, the Senate wouldn't be wrong. You would just be wrong.
So what are we gonna do?
Personally,
set fire to the mountain.
That's gonna be difficult.
That's what Amanda wanted to do.
Not to the mountain. To the guard post.
We could shoot arrows that are flaming into each of their signal fires, and then just wait.
See what happens. See if we can light them and then see what happens.
Well, more like we light them and, you know, they get all on alert, and then, you know, we hang out, and they have to go off alert, and they're like, what the fuck happened? Then we do it again, and laugh.
I don't see how this is serving our purpose.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
I think you're just making me even more paranoid and more difficult to get in.
I don't know, maybe if we wanted to wage like a week-long campaign of making their guards sleepless.
No. Is your suggestion, Andre?
No. See, the post,
I was like, oh, we could shoot.
Able to last by then. The post would fall over from...
We could shoot their signal fires from here and light them on fire. And everyone's like, okay, that could be a good idea. And then tomorrow, we do it again. And it'd be hilarious. And everyone's like, oh, is that serving our purpose? I'm like, I don't know, it's just hilarious.
So, that is what is presented to you.
I can't see us getting in without confrontation.
I could get in.
Okay, have fun.
I don't think you guys want me to do this on my own, though.
No.
We can get in there if we use the rocks.
I suppose I could sneak in there and, like, at night, see if they got some sort of side opening that you guys could sneak up and through. Because at night, I don't... Well, we'll see what happens at night.
They rotate their guards.
But I mean, like, is there any way they can see for far?
They actually light the... They actually put lanterns up.
How far is that out?
Well, let's see.
I mean, I assume
the entire wall is lit. Oh, hey, you want it to be pet? Right, because they only have to put like one every.
Doing this on my
phone. But how far out is it?
Oh, about 80 feet.
And that's in dim illumination, like 40 of it.
Yes, but the entire wall is lit up.
Well, I don't understand that. I'm trying to think if I snuck up there and like opened a door or something. After putting out some lights or something like that.
Oh, the door, the only real door to the, quote, outside is the giant portcullis.
But, I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, I could sneak in there and put out the lights, and then we might be able to actually get over. Their alarm would be sounded, but we could get over and hide somewhere. Now, the other side of the courtyard is completely bare, so...
Don't run out into it.
We have to be very quick about it.
What happens to bags of holding here?
Do you want to activate it?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No, honestly, I'm
just saying,
rethinking about leaving some of my equipment behind.
Because I would fail stealth so hard.
I'll keep my equipment with me just in case. A lot of it I don't use.
Yeah, I've leave behind the stuff I don't use, but...
Well, I mean, it looks like it only happens when you activate it.
So I can get rid of this ring.
I'm not going to be using this ring.
And I can just cast
it
on myself.
If this exploded, there's no way I could replace it.
What ring is that?
The most expensive magic item on my person.
Okay.
Visibility at will.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh, yes, I forgot you had it.
Yeah, I've been using it here because I want
to. I understand.
I don't want to catch it on fire around my finger.
That would suck to really get it off.
Well, I wouldn't really need to, I suppose. It's just a possibility of injuring my finger a little bit.
It might melt.
Well, why don't we try stealthing up the walls and seeing what we can figure out?
If we wait till nighttime, I could put the lights out. Do you want to try that?
Alright. So, do we want to go towards the side passage that you mentioned or the big doors?
I think we should go toward the side passage.
Yeah.
Probably the side passage because we can stay on the sides.
Yeah.
Do they light the inside at all?
These? The towers?
No.
In here?
No, but there is light over here. And light over here.
Where does the dwarf come in for their... Which door do they come out for their shift change?
From there.
The side passage?
So they just come out...
No, they come out from...
They come out from the towers.
Okay, from the tower.
Okay.
So it looks like they've just got like bunks in the towers or something.
Okay.
What are they... Do they like immediately like dwarfs facing this way and then... Okay.
Wait, are these
or is it like sort of like
not exactly
style?
Like that, it's but probably it's probably casual. Within about a minute or so.
It's probably more casual than that.
Yeah, I mean, they usually talk for a little while and they drink a beer or something. But
so maybe you could do this during the changing of the guards.
You would have
to add a little bit more of extra help on our side.
Possibly, though. Well, assuming there'd be more eyes up there.
Yeah, but they won't be as focused.
The other thing I could do is put out a light on the other side. And while they're investigating that, I could put out more lights, and then you guys can come over.
Maybe.
Because if I... Say I just put out a light over here, and then they turn it back on, and then I do it again, and then they'll think something's up over there. And so I put out lights over here, and we go over.
Are they at the bottom or the top of the towers?
Probably the top.
Yeah.
The lights are at the top, right? Because that will get the most coverage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And these towers are stone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know when orcs will come in on wyverns.
Yeah. Yeah,
stupid ones. Although they still scream "wah" as they're coming.
Okay, so they might hear him before they see him. Alright, then let's try that method. I suggest putting only
tired,
like two or three out.
Okay, so we want to go right before the shift change.
Okay.
Yes.
So since you're the one who's doing the sneaking, Tyler, give me a stealth check.
Well, the rest is climb.
All right. So let's see. You're coming. Either way you come, I have four spot checks.
I hope that was laughing in our favor.
Yeah.
I assume.
Ooh, I rolled well.
I got 22 if I decide to keep that.
What'd you roll?
I was gonna say, you might want to. Yeah, 33. Okay. Plus 12 is good, but not good enough at this point. So you sneak up onto the wall?
What the idea was is like, I'll sneak over here and then put this light out.
You sneak up in there, correct? Or. At the base of the tower.
Say that.
Give me a spot check, actually, as you're passing over.
Okay.
27? Okay. Since you actually are close to this tower, you'll actually get a good look at it. Inside there are, of course, two chairs that look very durable. And, of course, there's a cache of rifles up there, spare ammunition, lanterns, In addition, they also have this little podium with kind of a little lever on it.
You suck, by the way.
What?
You suck.
He wants to pull the lever. He wants to pull the lever now.
Just opens the gate.
Average.
Like real safe. Would that be better?
Maybe. I'll go ahead and do that. Oh, that sucks for me. I'm gonna sneak in there.
Pull the lever, Tyler. Zuck would have done it.
Since there's only one guy over here, or two guys. Yeah, okay. They're just kind of talking. It's literally. It'll let me go ahead.
I walk over the ceiling.
Retreat! Retreat!
Zuck pulled his fair share of levers.
Alright, so, just as a quick sketch, this is just to signify the outside.
Okay.
They don't put the little things up there.
How very square.
What do you mean signify the outside?
It's dwarven.
Facing out that way.
Oh, okay, like it's got, that's where the armaments are or something.
The parapets.
Gotcha.
Okay. This entire thing is shaded. This is how it fits into the mountain. Like that. Despite what that looks like. So, of course, there's a chair here. A chair here. This is where the pyre is. And, of course, back here is where the little lever is.
Okay, is there any open areas here?
I'm going to go ahead and grab two dwarfs.
Since they don't need a horn for them right now.
One dwarf sitting there, pulling the lever.
That's how it gets paid. Okay. Where are the openings?
What do you mean, openings? Here and here, like that. And, of course, over here.
Is that, like, windows there, or...?
Yeah, it's an open tower.
Okay, so it's, like, start here, stops there, sort of thing.
Tower. Like that.
Is this where it is?
Yeah.
That is. Okay. That's not too hard. do you have a model?
No. He didn't grab any of them.
I just grabbed those two because that's...
Hey. I had a model.
Yes.
It's
a good thing.
Yes.
What did we put in this?
Space Marine.
Is that the pyre?
Alert.
Oh god.
Cheater.
Heavy bolter's gonna hurt.
Look, I've got a decent AC. Oh god, they're very high level. Run away! Oh good lord, they're miniature rocket launchers. They don't care about
armor. How many shots does the
He's within 12 inches, so
I'm just gonna like hang over right next to this dwarf and pull the lever.
Doesn't actually go up. So now that you're looking at it, it's actually closer to a push down.
Huh. What's the dwarf got on?
This dwarf?
Uh-huh.
He's actually just wearing what looks to be padded armor.
Uh-huh.
A sidearm pistol that, of course, looks strange to you. It looks a bit like the revolver things that the other guys had, except these are, of course, a bit more stocky. They're not as long. Looks for probably better for close quarters combat. A liquor bottle. A light. He has a pack of something, and he has some matches.
Are you doing a sleight of hand contested, or
yeah,
just a 20-20 like they had in the book?
I kind of like the 20-20, but that's just me.
Well, I just want to know before I try anything.
I would have to probably go with the 20-20, but I would give him penalties because he doesn't even know you're there.
Okay.
And just because he notices it's gone doesn't mean he notices you. He notices that it's gone.
Oh, shit. I left my liquor bottle somewhere.
Hold on!
I'm going to try to sleight of hand his liquor bottle out.
Okay.
That'll give me some extra reach without using any of my items. Yeah.
Nope, doesn't notice.
I'll go.
Beep.
I'll leave his liquor bottle there.
New notice check. Nope, doesn't.
How the? What the bloody hell?
What did it do?
It. You put it down on one of the sides, and it dipped down and went beep.
That's all it did, huh?
Takes this liquor bottle and kind of goes, bloody hell.
Understand.
Rabble.
No, all you hear is boring. All you hear is grumble, grumble, surly, grumble, surly.
All right. Well, anyways, I will. This is the side I was trying to put out the.
Sorry.
Yes, the fire on, or the lantern. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fire going in the middle or?
No.
That's the signal.
Where's my objective? Now that I'm back to the mission.
Right there.
Okay. I'll go over and around and to the other dwarf.
See if they're coming this way. Now.
Yeah. I will sneak along the top of the roof to get over to where I can grab his liquor bottle and get to the other one. That would be enjoyable, but I don't think I'm that strong.
I fell off the side! I don't know what happened!
I sleight of hand the dwarf off the side.
He notices.
But does he notice me?
He notices he fell, but he doesn't know it's you.
Okay, but anyways, I'll try to sleight of hand the bottle from him and.
Give me a sleight of hand.
And then if he doesn't notice where it went, don't pull it out the water with it. I succeed.
Wait, fire with alcohol?
So you slide
if
hand
it's,
you,
if it's ale, it should go out.
And you kind
of. My knowledge of it.
You pull it up and he kind of goes.
I will hide a bit.
Bloody hell!
What?
Oh, I'm gonna stay outside.
Blah 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 blah.
He forgot his ale.
Blah 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 blah.
They both kind of look suspicious at this point. He actually kind of goes over here and begins going beep 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 beep. He likes beeping.
Okay, well, where's that dwarf staring at? Back to his poster. I was looking around.
He does a little dance. Makes a little laugh.
I'll go ahead and just put his bottle in the fire.
Okay? Beep, beep, beep.
I hide. I stay hidden.
All right, so you're putting in the signal fire or the lantern?
The lantern. I'm trying to put it out with it.
Roll a d8. You need to get a 2 or more.
5.
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Blah 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 blah!
You learned dwarven.
I probably shouldn't have a comprehend language cast on me.
If it didn't, like, kill you or something.
Yeah.
Well, like, she comprehend could do it. I could cast me.
Alright, so you begin kind of. As you cross over the center point, you'll notice that they are fully active and that the portcullises have been dropped. And they have rifles out at this point, kind of doing the. No, squabble, squabble.
Wait, the portcullises were open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, they would have closed when we tried to approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally could have posed as the elven caravan coming to trade with them.
Do you want fast food?
this dwarf fortress lets you go inside of their trade depot and then fills it with magic.
Jerks.
You slide on over, and it's basically the same thing as this one, but reversed. And you'll notice that these guys are also active.
I'll do the same thing over here.
Okay, give me a sleight of hand. Hold on, let me see if they spot you. I got a 14 and a 17. No, you roll one. Okay. Now let's see if he notices the missing liquor bottle. Yes, he does notice the missing liquor bottle.
And then it ends up in the... What do you? What do I need?
It's
to
a D8.
Oh, two
right.
Plus.
See if it works.
Two plus.
You mean a Benny soak? Did I roll poorly?
It's a Benny soak, and that's just, you know, if you, like, accidentally over-splashed it and not enough got in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe you splash it, and it kind of goes, BOM! Blah, blah! Loads a bullet in. Ka-chink!
I'll go ahead and put out the other one that's further this way. Grab any other liquor bottle if I have to.
Okay.
And then I'll let people come up. Well, it's up to you guys what happens next.
Well, there's a wall now.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and...
Okay.
I will begin sneaking my way over to our objective.
Alright, you sneak over there. To this enclosed building with a lantern outside it.
Yep, that's probably a trap.
You four need to give me stealth checks. Well, hold on, give me a climb check first. It's actually a DC 25, because this is worked mercenary. Worked mercenaries! Worked masonry!
There we go.
You're fine.
Yes.
What is it?
Okay.
25.
So we're what are we climbing exactly?
Over there.
Why are we climbing over there? Why can't we climb over here?
Because that takes a lot longer.
It would be better to get past them quickly. That was the idea.
Well, I was planning on climbing up and then waiting for you to do the lantern thing.
There are a few, but not a lot. What'd you get?
Well, I got a 20 without any ranks.
I don't know if that would have worked, though, because...
Then a 5
you guys would have
less than 25 will fail. You will still be at the base of the wall.
Say, let us climb up first, and then you can go take all the lamps,
the
and then we can climb
all,
over.
Like, climbing and...
Suppose.
Oh, wait, you
that's
were not too cool
that's
anymore.
That's what I was thinking. Us to be actually
also,
in a good location at the beginning.
Yes.
Well, you guys were close to the walls just outside the land.
I don't have as many skill points.
Just
figure
it out.
I don't actually see synergies in here at all.
You want
oh, okay.
to try to figure out where they were, because I didn't really control where you guys were.
I had to burn Benny.
Where did you guys go up?
I went up where I was told to go up.
I didn't tell you where to go up.
Crap. Probably on the
so where
side.
Do you four go
I
up?
Told you I was going to put them on this side after I distracted them over here. That's what I told
so
them.
So I probably climbed here.
Go on
that side.
All right, so you guys are going on this wall.
Jessica had an idea, if you guys want to listen.
What?
No.
I don't want to listen.
That we climb the more difficult wall that's out of sight that would take longer.
Oh, because...
The cliff wall.
But the actual cliff, not the actual wart.
Okay.
I think she wanted you guys to do that, like, while I was going around. And then, like, you know, while you're up there and the lights
then,
you go...
Yeah, so we're actually already in a level position. And then when she actually puts out the lights, we can move across.
All right.
Okay, sure.
So, all you need is 20 climbing up the cliff.
Okay. I barely succeed then, so I don't need to mess with
it. The cliff is
well,
easier to climb because it's...
It just takes longer.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys are basically at this position when Shiz goes down. As you guys were climbing up the wall.
Put me there.
And I am putting you hugging the wall because there's no other place. You're not floating.
Yeah,
she could be.
And be really easy to spot.
Hey guys!
Can we be above them?
What's up?
At least I would like to be above them.
I'm your neighborhood friendly dragon.
There, just signal you're above them.
Okay.
Alright, now give me a stealth check.
Don't put it on top of my head.
Alright, my
dex. Plus 2. 13. So as much as I can make is a 22.
So I was thinking of trying 28. To make 25 minimum.
I'll just have a 20.
I have a feeling I'm going to screw this over, guys. Because I have to use Benny, and if I don't make it this time, I'm not going to do it.
You got a 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There we go. 21.
And
nice.
Amanda.
Yes.
Ryan. Jessica. Steven's going to go on the minimum of he can, so like an 8. Dwarfs. Tyler, roll for rolling sake.
Oh wait, was that an initiative?
At 14?
No.
What?
Oh, initiative? 20.
Yes. Alec?
I want to get improved initiative for laughs.
9.
For chuckles.
Oh.
15.
No, that roll was not for initiative, by the
way.
That
was roll for initiative.
You told us to
right
roll
now.
Stealth.
I rolled stealth and then I heard 2 21s.
Okay.
Roll initiative.
It was stealth within initiative.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I said 15.
Brian?
21.
Jessica?
22.
You suck, Ryan.
I took improved initiative.
So basically what it is as you guys are kind of climbing up, they begin kind of looking out, and the lantern is out, and he looks over and kind of goes,
go dark vision, right?
Yes. Dwarves have dark vision still.
Yeah, I know.
So do I.
And he goes,
so do I.
For anyone who speaks dwarven, oh shit!
You mean Duggar?
Yeah.
No one.
So no one?
Blah, 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 blah!
Blah, blah, blah!
Blah, blah, blah!
So who do they notice?
Me. You. What'd you get?
28.
Okay.
36.
Okay. And then Steven. Yeah, okay. They notice everyone but Ryan. One of them got a 30 because I rolled an 18.
Okay. Oh, wait. Can I make another attempt to get my cloak working, actually, before this?
Sure, if you want. Nothing happens.
Like it doesn't work.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nothing happens.
Oh. Like it literally doesn't work.
It didn't hide.
It doesn't burst into flames, but
that's what I'm saying. I'm probably sitting there going like,
wait, I'm coming with no hands. Oh. All right. Well, we start off at the top round with Jessica, who's kind of at this position, but. Yeah, at this position.
I'm out of this.
You are effectively out of this unless you decide to
shuffle back.
I can shenanigans back.
That's why I had you roll.
Depends if I hear gunshots and whatnot.
Remember, Andre wants us to work together more often.
Well, I will.
I did. I was waiting for you guys.
Yeah, I know.
This is better than what you guys could have done. Charge the gates!
I'm curious, do dwarven guns remove some of my damage reduction?
No, just your armor. They have adamantium bullets.
It's dash. He doesn't have hardness.
There is a way to get rid of it, though.
Energy?
Fighter.
Oh, yes, you just ignore DR.
Well, this stealthy thing's out of the way.
No, it's not.
The rogues are still stealthy.
Hi.
You're not a rogue, you're a barbarian.
5 rogue, 8 barbarian.
Yeah,
I'm a rogue.
No, according to World of Warcraft, you are a barbarian.
Actually, I'm probably close to
the hybrid. I continue playing.
Hi, Gammon.
Did you make the 20?
No, Gammon's...
So you are much, much higher at this point.
Torn rogue.
Ninja, ninja, ninja.
Ryan, they have not spotted you yet.
I guess I will continue climbing to the side.
All right, so give me a climb check. Need a 20.
Okay. I need a 17 or better.
Sorry, you're a thief who can't climb. Would you like to Mont Blanc in?
Do it, Ryan. Do it.
Okay, I'll go on top of the thing.
You appear just fine. But you are now on the roof.
Yeah, you appear just fine.
That was your standard action?
Sweet.
Isn't one block movement actually?
Standard. It's a standard.
Standard activated.
Yeah.
Well, it's useful for our haste.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Haste. Yeah.
You can now?
No.
Nope.
Oh.
They could have before.
Yeah, I should have hasted then attacked, and then done my Mont Blanc.
Well, move yourself into a better position then.
Yeah, let me think. That door's probably going to go that way. So okay. I'll just go ahead and go this way.
As the rest of us are sitting there going like...
Because it does. It goes up in a flashy poof. And there's a poof. Up there, it says that in the description. That's a noticeable smoke poof. Because it's supposed to be flashing.
Okay, so okay. Steven and the.
Okay, so
elf.
I'll go above the dwarf, but just. Yeah.
I've
okay,
got
so
it.
You're there.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I break line of sight with smoke bomb.
Alright, the dwarves.
No, wait, as they say
that. It looks like they're holding for you to say something. You guys are like...
No, when they say that, I'm like... I say in Sylvanian, this isn't Sylvania!
target the nearest one, which is you.
I don't think
I'm mute. I can't stop without letting go.
What is your armor class? Ignoring 4 points of armor and your dexterity bonus.
Yeah, I should say flat-footed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
23.
Because you're climbing.
Wait, flat-footed?
Yes,
because you're climbing.
23.
And
what's your armor?
Minus 4 armor.
Oh.
19.
Wait, hold on. AC 25.
Minus your ace, minus your dex.
2.
So 23. Minus 4 because they have dwarven guns. So that's 12. Minus 6, she has a 19.
Okay, then that's going to be 2 bullets. I was like, 23 was only.
You guys said flat-footed.
Let's see. I lose my shield because
it's both.
Floating.
The reason why you're flat-footed is because basically you're climbing it, and it's kind of hard for you to dodge.
I can do it.
It's a special ability, and of course it ignores 4 points of armor because, well, let's face it, it's bolts versus.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, my elven chainmail.
Yeah, it helps.
Yes.
What? And honestly.
Oh.
Why do you think commanders wore breastplates?
All right. So let's see. This is.
Yeah.
17 plus 2 is 19. And then he will. Mama! And he will go over and he will free fire go. Meet, 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 meet.
Now that he's out of that square.
And you can hear the other dwarves going, Baw! Baw! Wackle, wackle, wackle. All right. That was 1915, Amanda.
Climb!
Well, this is out of the bag anyways. I'm going to jump onto the roof.
Give me a climb check.
Can I just fly?
Roll for one of my magic items. Can
just fly up on the roof?
It works fine.
Because it's okay. Like everybody knows already.
All right, so you just... You fly onto the roof.
Hi.
Onto the roof.
Okay, onto the roof.
Remember, you no longer need to be large to fly.
Yep.
Okay.
I enjoy that.
That was your movement action. Your standard, you can attack Ryan. Lightning breath.
Rape Ryan.
My butt. Don't touch there.
Anything else?
Dirty.
So dirty.
You right. Dirty man.
15, 9, Alec. Give me a climb.
It's from the demotivational website. Your resistance only makes my penis harder. And everything will rape you. Is that a picture of a horse demon in that?
Yes, I remember that.
It's funny.
It's horrible.
Give me a climb check.
Okay.
That is funny.
Plus 10, 20, yep. 22.
Stop.
It's your movement.
Okay.
Stop.
Am I on the roof now? Or?
Yeah, you're on the roof.
And this is the inside?
That is the inside.
Or is this the inside?
Well, that's in the mountain.
Okay. Is this where we were trying to get, right?
That's as best I could tell what your guys' plan was.
So essentially we're like right here?
Yes. Actually, no, you guys are right there.
Okay.
It's just I didn't want to draw out a second one.
20...
25... Bonsai.
Alright. Well, actually, how high up are we?
30 feet. As I said earlier, 30 feet.
Huh. Bonsai! Seven...
13.
Eight. Hmm?
Oh. 6, 10, 13.
Okay, I take 10 then.
Yeah. You can give me an acrobatics check to attempt to lessen that by 10 feet.
Okay.
At which point I'm just going to remove the 4.
17.
Okay, so you take 9.
So, is that including my DR?
That's force damage.
Yes.
Yeah. No. So you take 6. 9. Oh. So 6. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you would take...
7. Sorry, 10. I'm not raging. Actually, that's viable in this system.
Sorry, I just thought that was funny. Steven, I have no idea what your climb check is. I'm going to hope a 12 is good enough. There's his movement.
Did he fall off? Okay, does he want to spend one of his bennies on that?
Probably.
Yeah, I'll say so.
I know you want to make him fall, right. But...
he won't fall, but he won't make it, because I'm not sure if he has a plus 12 to climb. All right, so he kind of stays right there. We go back up to the top of the round. Jessica, you can see that the other towers are alight at this point.
Well, we're trying to put that box on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They're lowering it now.
The what on the what?
The oil leak.
Oh.
They're putting a giant box on it.
You mean the giant condom? If you listen to the least I could do?
It's got a tube off of it, so it's not really a condom so much as a device to suck out the oil.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, least I could do refer to it
they
as a giant condom.
They didn't give any details on that until now.
Basically, how far do I move climbing?
On it, slip it up, and then suck
a quarter of your movement.
Okay. Well, at least it's kind of creative. 16.
So 15 feet.
The only thing is they don't know if it'll work because it's 5,000 feet underwater.
It's from here.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure.
Okay.
Submarines get crushed.
And you can slow fall down.
Military submarines get crushed about 3,000 feet.
Awesome.
To be on top?
Yep. Of the roof,
it?
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, they're saving, like, ducks and stuff.
What do you
Bird.
Mean?
All right.
From the oil.
The oil slick?
Ryan.
It was gushing out 200,000 gallons a day.
And I'll get my rope out.
That's a lot of oil.
In case I need to help Steven.
Okay, so there is stuff on the surface, though.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're trying to prevent more from coming out.
Can I grab... Oh. I want to sleight of hand his gun. At least his sidearm, maybe.
All right, give me a sleight of hand check.
I think I've seen clips of this.
It's like a 5.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, we surf the internet, so...
21?
You
it's
will not succeed because of the holster. It puts a -2 on sleight of hand.
Effing holsters.
Because, you know, the little clip-on?
Yeah, I get it. Holsters are holding me back. That's why I failed at pulling the other one out of the skeleton's thing.
You just let him hang the holster off and then pull it out. Did,
yeah.
did you not get a 20?
I got a 21.
Minus 2
gotcha.
Is a 19, and he does notice.
Damn it.
The holsters are holding me back, Ryan.
Well, Steve will be here soon. It's 9:30 now.
Okay.
And
hopefully.
Shank?
He does notice you.
No, because you moved across, and then you moved to...
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Okay. He still hasn't noticed you yet, though.
No, he said he noticed.
He noticed you trying to get his thing.
That's...
So
what'd you get on... go ahead and give me a stealth check. It would be pretty hard, though. Because he noticed that someone was trying to steal it, but he doesn't see them.
37.
It's possible.
I rolled too well.
I rolled a 17.
So. I said it's possible.
Yeah,
he will actually notice you, but you will still have concealment from him.
Okay. That's fine. I've got cover, too.
All right. Dwarfs.
I'm above him.
I thought you could see him.
He actually drops his rifle and then quick draws his pistol. Oh. Goes, pow!
My turn's after Ryan, right?
Yes. 20. Actually, you can go before the dwarf if you would like.
Well, there were shots, so I'll start heading my way over.
Alright, so.
Actually, I will cast Expedious Retreat.
It's technically a spell like a. It's a spell like ability, not a spell.
From Rogue.
It's really weird. Let me double check that.
It's minor magic.
It won't matter.
Or it's major magic.
Let me double check that.
Won't do anything, as I've said.
It won't fluctuate.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
it'll work
fine.
It's major magic, actually, I think.
Whether it works or it doesn't, it's
yep.
fine.
It's cast as a spell-like ability.
Then it is affected.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyways, I then climb at...
35.
Spider!
I climb faster than spider climb.
Rocks begin kind of falling down. The speediest rate, so it's just like... I think someone's breaking the mountain.
How long will it take me to get there?
This is... Let me see how far...
It'll be 70 feet per round, but it's only 35 feet this round.
Yes. It is 30 feet away.
Okay, so I'm already there.
Oh!
I'm stopping.
Ninja!
I'm stopping too.
Alright,
okay.
So he will turn and shoot Ryan. Let's see.
You know, I probably should have stayed on the roof if I want to help out. But I figured we were just going to try and get in as fast as possible.
I got a 34 on stealth, by the way.
What do you get?
A 20?
That is my AC.
He hits.
With concealment?
Oh, with concealment? No.
Concealment doesn't add to AC.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's like a 20% miss.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He will not possibly crit, though. He will hit you this time. 20%. He will hit you. And then pistols are 2d6.
Yeah. Who stole my shadow dancer?
9 points of damage. Nice. He fires his pistol at you and kind of goes,
Yeah, realize this is the kind of situation the shadow dancer excels at.
Very, very bad!
Me?
Yes.
Alright, Amanda, 15.
Well, of course, Shadow Dancers are able to hide in and whatnot.
No. In
by the way,
case,
he reloads his rifle.
My case, way. Walk up to the wall.
Oh, God! Can I be in the same square? I'm going to fly down.
Here, I'm here.
Well, no, I suppose
just fly on down.
I suppose the Shadow Dancers could fail I'm on the because...
Building. Oh, she's on the ground.
I was like...
Alec.
Tana's.
Okay, I'm now on the floor, right?
Yep. Ground.
Oh, she's with here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is the door?
This one?
Yeah.
30 feet.
Is it shadow?
Yeah, it's shadowy.
I guess I'll move over to the
door.
Well,
actually, no. I'm sorry. It wouldn't be shadowy once you get to the door. It is bright illumination here because, as I said, there is a lantern.
I pull out my my water bottle.
Mm-hmm. This one doesn't go out.
Damn it!
Nor does it have any heat.
Yay, ever-burning torches.
Okay.
No, ever-burning lantern.
Fine!
I'll worry about it later.
Okay, I guess I'll make my perception check to notice to spot a trap. I could add half my rogue level to this. So, plus 2. So, total of plus 21.
Kay. Oh, if I pass a trap on the way there, I should get a check.
24!
It's perfectly safe, but it is locked.
Is Alec at the door or something?
Yeah, he moved the 30 feet over to the door.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, he stood up, moved over to the door, and I'm letting him search it. That's it.
Oh, while I'm moving, I draw my shield, but I do not activate it.
Okay.
As in, I'm taking advantage of the plus 2 it provides to my AC.
Steven, I will say climbs, but that's going to be his turn.
I was just making
sure the Amanda.
Okay.
Top of the round, Jessica.
Flee before me, Evie.
Alright, my AC is actually 19, because I don't have a lot of my stuff. I will drop... And attempt to kick his gun out of his hand.
You mean attempt to disarm him?
Yes.
Burly boy.
Gets his attack of opportunity.
Girl. No, he doesn't. I have the feet.
Oh, you have the feet. Well, fat.
That's what monks do.
You are fat. Yeah.
Except you hear... Whoa.
I strongly doubt that hits his defense.
It's the CMD.
Yeah.
That's what you're going
my
after.
CMD is a whole lot higher than my normal AC, so...
Yeah.
Your CMB is your...
There.
Your monk.
There's a 30.
30 will definitely disarm him.
I'm trying to kick it that way.
You pick it, you take his rifle.
No, I kick it.
I know. You kick it, and it had a bayonet on it, just to let you know. It's now over the edge on the ground. He's like. Ryan.
There. I have a plus 9 for that.
Good job, Jessica.
I finally get the feats I wanted.
Oh my goodness, Jessica likes playing a monk again because she actually gets to do stuff.
Yes.
And even if you don't, they still get attack for shooting, but it doesn't stop you.
The only thing it stops on is grapples.
No, it doesn't even stop grapples.
Not anymore?
Nope.
I don't have a full grapple, though.
Toilet's not flushing.
You have to do it
spinning the water around.
Yeah, you have to hold. You have to press it and hold it down.
Wait until it's done and then do it again.
Yeah.
And hold it down. You have to flush it twice sometimes. Full.
It's incredibly annoying.
You're incredibly annoying.
If it's really that annoying, go upstairs. That one's fine.
Oh no, you get to see how dirty our upstairs is.
Right.
Okay.
She's taking it to this dwarf.
What?
She kicked his rifle out of his hands.
Ah.
She stuck it to the dwarf.
Well, I'm about to stick it in the door. I might do that too.
Dirty. But,
I don't.
But you don't?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay.
That would be sad.
I polymorph into that.
I guess Steven's already there, so I'll...
He's actually on the roof.
Oh, okay, well, I'll just pull my head up so he can't shoot.
Dark Storm Gathering? Yeah. Oh, the... What are you talking about, Alec? Oh, the Bone Giant?
Yes.
Okay, I was looking at this, I was like, what?
Jessica's really taking it to that door. I want to.
He looks like he's trying to hold courage.
Yeah.
He looks kind of irritated, like...
That was my gun. You kicked it off.
Sorry, I don't speak your moon
language. I'll speak your crazy moon language.
I'll go ahead and hold for that.
I hate you, Alec.
Ryan holds. Tyler.
I can't do it that way. Oh, well.
That's annoying.
Disadvantage to the dwarf. I toss my dagger at him.
Yeah, I'm going to forget it. I just realized about the door we're trying to open.
I'm sure the one that's not disarmed.
Or something.
Okay. No, not that.
Or a false door.
Does a 15...
As Tyler earlier...
23.
Yes.
Idea. I'll sniper shot him. Can I do that without a feat?
Yeah, it's just a minus
20.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got 20.
He will just spot you.
Oh, that cheater. Okay, 5d6.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Howie.
15.
He will take that 15 and you let out a yelp as you throw your knife at him.
Yeah, take that. Yeah. I'll climb up on the roof. Or free file on the roof.
Okay, you are occupying the same square as him.
You will have to climb onto the roof. You can't free crawl 5 feet.
Okay, well, anyways.
I'll just push you.
Okay, well, I don't really care where I am. I just wanted to be on the roof.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you want, my butt or my crotch in your face?
All right. 19. This dwarf steps back, quick draws his pistol, goes... his highest is a plus...
It's getting cold out.
It's hit me. 34.
34.
Wow, I have 39
today. See,
minus my dex?
Uh-huh.
No.
Minus armor.
Oh, I'm not wearing any armor.
I told my builder today when he told me that. I was like, what, you're going to tell me
it's not my dex,
no.
Okay, so he's 19. And
flipping May.
One hit.
That way I didn't get you the right money.
Yeah, you do.
It is 53.
You will take 7. And screaming out from this point are two more bullets, rifle shots aimed at you.
Okay. Oh! They're times 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, can he draw 4 cards then?
No, it's 3.
No.
That's 1 per extra over 2.
That's right. Regular crit is not times 1.
All right. The big heavy ball that it's a bullet, sorry. Hits you in the leg.
Ew.
For 22 points of damage.
Ew.
And you suffer 2 points of bleed as it is lodged in your bone.
Nice.
The bullet doesn't penetrate. It hits the bone and stops. And the bleeding begins.
Okay, so my 31.
I will take my action now.
Okay.
I will pull out the silver pistol that mm-hmm. I got, and I will fire it at the far guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, take your minus 4 to hit.
That's fine. He has a minus 4 to his armor.
Does he?
Yes.
It's a gun.
He loses his 1 point of padded armor.
Oh. Well, whatever.
That's one of the reasons why. After a while...
It doesn't matter.
It's against people who try to shiv you. It's basically what it's there for.
My paladin's still going to be wearing full plate.
That's fine. Effectively, you'll have a 4 AC.
The reason why you wear full plate is because you're fighting orcs.
Yes.
You're not fighting other dwarves.
What does it do?
2d6.
You're not trained in usage of pistols.
And that's your paladin. 1 bullet.
I have 11 bullets, thank you.
Do dwarves get racial proficiency with guns?
It's a martial proficiency for them.
So my paladin would know how to use a gun.
Three. That one will now take his pistol shots at you in the back.
That's fine. Ooh, smite with a pistol.
And he will actually free five next to the door. One
how
hit.
How the hell get London of you?
And he will do seven.
I don't really want to kill these dwarves, so can we move on?
Please. Amanda.
I was about to go up and help them.
I'm hiding.
Amanda.
Now that I hear a bunch of gunshots, I'll probably go back up and help.
Flap, 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 flap. That's your movement.
Okay.
They are both reduced to their pistols.
Yeah.
Their rival, one over here and then one stuck in the ground like this.
Jessica.
Roll your shot on him.
I'm still breathing now.
Alright, roll your damage.
32.
It helps if air actually passes through the blanket to an extent.
12.
Ow!
Are you trying to kill one of your sources of revenue?
Maybe.
Does channel energy count as cast?
If you kill me, my dad will stop paying for rent.
Yes,
I just won't know about it.
It is indeed a standard action.
Sorry, Alex imposed.
Alec, you are standing at the door. Tumbleweed. Sorry.
Do you have to save a device?
Fuck no.
You wish to attempt to break down the door. It is a strong wooden door.
It's wooden?
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a trap. It's not made of stone.
Out of character, I think I'm going to be annoyed when I open this door.
But you don't know that.
Give me a strength check.
Obviously, it's a good door.
I'll rage and kick.
Douchebag. I like raged at you and kicked you.
Okay? I know. Six.
Change of rage for what's behind this door.
12.
Bam!
It just looks wooden.
Okay. No, that's a strong wooden door.
I only have 19 rounds left of rage.
You beat that door down.
Alright. That was Alex, Steven. Steven will begin climbing down because he is no ninja or anything.
Oh, by the way, do they have DR?
No.
Dwarves, no.
Okay. Just have hit points.
Okay.
If they were wearing adamantium, then yes.
Okay.
Top of the round, Jessica.
Ignore 5 VR, which I like.
It's lodged. You can, like, see down where it is. You're like, you could stick your finger into your leg.
Don't make me think about it.
I'll just channel smite myself. my leg.
Do you even have a channel selective channeling anymore, or are you just...
I can't get it.
Oh, not a high enough charisma?
Nope. Yeah. Okay.
Seven. And just to let you know, that does not actually stop the bleeding. You will need to actually pull out the bullet, which is a heal check.
Oh.
Okay. Well, could she have changed that then?
Well, do you want to do that instead?
It would take too long.
Okay.
No, Jessica, this is D&D. Everything takes 6 seconds. Everything.
Five.
Ha!
No, it's ha! Move, shoot. 6 seconds.
Okay. Well, technically, right. If he had the snatch arrow feet, she
21
could
Ryan.
Catch a bullet and if
I actually do have snatch arrow.
So you can. You can catch the bullet.
Wait, don't you automatically deflect a projectile?
I don't have deflect. I have snatch.
So you catch a bullet!
Can I jump onto him?
You'll have to give me a jump check.
Let me double check to make sure they didn't change.
10, 20, 30, if you don't have a running start. Because you are not like Jessica and can spring from your position.
Quite so. But is he at a higher?
I am higher.
So that gives him an advantage.
I'll give you a plus 5.
What's Ryan doing?
He's jumping 15 feet standing.
Is this acrobatics?
From up onto him.
He's doing one of my feats.
So. I'm okay with that.
Okay. You can only throw back thrown weapons.
Yes. I talked to Jessica about that because you can't catch a bullet.
I was going to try.
I got to roll.
Wait, she can catch a bullet?
No.
No.
He gave you plus five.
No, she can't.
Five right there, huh?
Yes, I got to roll five or better. It's a... The DC is how long it is that right?
It's a DC 30.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you need to roll five or better. Deflect the bullet?
Yes.
No.
No, it's a bullet. If she shot me, I could grab it.
The reason is you know what? There's a group of monks who thought that they could deflect bullets. It was called the Boxer Rebellion in China. They were gunned down by the British.
Yeah, she's an anime-style monk. That says something about her skill level.
Okay.
I can do anything. Except I'm not young enough.
Didn't they have that? A Mythbusters guy catch a bullet?
Catch an arrow. Yeah.
An arrow.
And he did it once out of, like, what was it, 20 shots or something like
there
that?
It was less than 20.
Yeah.
But like five.
Yeah, and she can do that whenever she wants.
No, well, we're not catching a bullet.
One
arrows,
round.
Arrows, crossbow bolts, I can see. Bullets, I'm drawing the line at.
Yeah, because you'd actually, your skin would actually have to be harder than it. If not,
in addition, that is entering the realm of mutants and masterminds. When you look at the levels of insanity, it goes mutants and masterminds, D&D, Warhammer Fantasy.
Well,
catch a bullet! I got it in my ribcage. Healer! Oh, I'm sorry, I made it worse. And I gave you a disease.
Because actually, if we did try to catch bullets, it'd just go straight through your hand. Your hand's too squishy.
Was that
make an attack.
Charge or...
Yeah. That's why you catch it in motion.
I'd like
it's going to burn your skin off.
I'd like 25.
You'll hit.
The appropriate level.
You'll hit 20 anything.
Put your hand on a surface. And fall down it as far as she wants. As long as she's got her hand on that surface, she takes no damage when she hits the ground. Because she slowed herself with a hand.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And she escapes with no rope burns or anything similar.
Hey, I saw that in Prince of Persia.
Let me get this. Let me make this.
12.
Let me make this more absurd. She falls from a blimp, and there's a 5-foot wall she's falling next to at the end of the fall. She takes no damage.
Yeah, you guys were telling me about that.
Like, hey,
this is
Rick! Tyler. It appears that they are going to kill one of the dwarves.
Which one?
I'm not going to kill him.
He has been shivved and shot.
I haven't.
And kicked.
No, I have not officially kicked him.
She kicked his gun out of his hands.
Yeah, I disarmed him.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead and...
Well, he's firing at us.
Deal with the other dwarves.
Hey, we can get a beard.
Yeah. We don't need them now.
I know.
Did that guy have his pistol out?
Yes.
They both do.
Okay. His rifle is over here at this point. It's not even loaded.
I will tumble charge him and disarm him.
You just got in 2 more levels. You get
abundant. I have minuses to this? Or will he just get an attack opportunity normally?
No, tumbling.
Don't you have tumble charge?
I'm talking about the disarm.
Oh, yes, he can.
With what?
His pistol.
He, like, smacks me with it?
Yeah.
Okay. I can accept that.
Is that a D3?
He misses.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a D3.
I strength. Disarm him.
Thanks! Okay, you hold his pistol on him.
I'm not gonna shoot him.
Let's see.
If he doesn't look scared, there's no bullets.
do you want me to roll intimidate?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're not intimidating enough, he thinks that you don't know how to use it. Because you've got your thumb on the safety.
25.
Okay.
Does Ryan get attack opportunity?
No, not with pistols, because pistols can be used in close combat.
Yeah.
Now remember, dwarf and pistol scout.
Two hits.
By the way, Jessica. Yeah, I stole that guy's pistol. I'm totally holding him to him, and he's like, okay, I'm done.
You're enjoying this character way too much.
18.
Hey, it's just fun. Come on.
And then 2 more shots ring out from the tower.
They're sniping me.
I think I'm very one hit acrobat right now.
Apparently, I'm just hiding down here.
Yeah. 6 more points.
You're raging at a door.
No, actually, I stopped raging. My rage now lasts a certain number of rounds per day, and I can just deactivate whenever I want.
And of course, you can hear that they're calling
and
out.
You can reactivate it double the amount of rounds that it took him, because that's how much fatigue less.
All right.
So he has to use fatigue for 2 rounds, going, wham! He spends 12 seconds going,
My leg!
All right, that was the dwarf's Amanda. Hello? 15.
Hey.
Yes, you already went this turn, didn't you?
About 50 cents.
Yes.
How do I roll to take his gun from him?
You roll CMB, he gets attack opportunity on you.
Is it CMB, not sleight of hand?
No,
it's CMB.
It's CMB.
Well, yeah, because he's wielding it, right?
Half price books.
Things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. The moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven podcast presents Pathfinder. All That Remains. Available for download only at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.